So it might come in the form of an experience of the divine. God, Goddess, in some form, reminding you to be aware of the love that is there. It may be very playful. It may come with a burst of admiration for some extension of energy through another person or persons, where there is this igniting of a consciousness of love. It might be in the world of art or music, as we've suggested, but it might simply be because suddenly you realize the deep longing that is held in the heart of each person to cast aside the limitations, the self-supposed barriers or obstacles to truth. They don't mean anything. And as that awakening gently transforms the personal viewpoint that you hold on yourself, it will transform the personal viewpoint you think you hold on other people, regardless of what it is. Friendships are so vast, so deep on that level, it might need another language when you come to that sense of yourself. But remember who you are. It's quite simple in essence, but meaningful in extreme. And there may be days you rock your consciousness awake more and more. And there may be times you set aside for prayer and meditation and suddenly you feel guilty about taking the time needed to do that. It's not about more things that you should do, more ought to do things, more discipline, more focus. Those things might seem to be present in the life of another who has discovered the joy of going deeper. It's almost as like they have found another appetite, another way of feeding the soul's consciousness. And they miss that meal when they don't do it, so they do it. It's not a habit, but it could seem like a habit. But it's actually a realization that you're meant to be more conscious than you are in kindness, without self-judgment, letting go of the shoulds and should-nots, letting go of all the thoughts about what you were raised with, what you thought was commonality of thinking, when what is really commonality, what is really the bottom place everyone meets, is in that vast deep space, that ocean of consciousness that invites you home, and everyone else as well. And there is no separation in that consciousness. There is no separation with people in the body, though there may seem to be. There is no separation with people in the dimensions of spirit, of which there are many. And there is no separation between you and the happiness you seek. Coming home to the divine is an awakening of your true purpose. It also shows you choices you have made, sometimes with wisdom, sometimes not, and it all blends into a place of more love, more compassion, more understanding, so that no single lifetime is wasted. Even occasionally one that you may choose to be forgetful, deeply forgetful in, that too is like a bridge to the analysis of compassionate understanding that you seek to know that you're not just the personality that you think you are, never have been.